All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show right here on this Friday afternoon. College football is upon us. We're looking forward to it. So much fun. Tomorrow, Murfreesboro, 6 o'clock, Murray State takes on MTSU. Let's bring on who I think is the absolute best voice in college athletics. There's no question in my mind. Nobody comes close. The great Chip Walters joins us. Chip, good afternoon, buddy. How are we?
Well, JoJo, we're getting hydrated and ready for tomorrow.
I can't wait. Chip, what year is this, not only calling MTSU, but being involved in the broadcast?
I'm trying to think how many. I think this is number 18 in the play-by-play chair, but I've been on the radio crew. This will be my 36th year. Started in 1991.
What was the first game in 1991? Can you remember that?
I'm thinking Tennessee State, maybe. In Nashville, used to play at Vanderbilt. So I would think it was probably, and it used to always start the year. So I'd have to go back and look, but I think it was probably a middle in Tennessee State.
Nice. All right, so let's talk about 26. Murray State comes to town. Yeah. A lot of excitement. You and I saw Roman Gagliano, the quarterback at middle last year, when he came in, when Nick Vadiato was hurt at Western Kentucky, and you could have not told me that guy had not played a lot of college football, Chip, because he came in, just took control. I think he is an excellent quarterback. He's got some weapons around him. There's no telling how good Roman Gagliano can be, Chip.
You know, he's got the size, 6'3", 235, you know. He's in addition to the physical talent he has, he's put in the work, and new offensive coordinator Anthony Selfo has given all the credit to Roman, rather, because he said since day one he has put in a ton of work, but he also has, and Joe, you've been around guys on teams. There are just some guys who are magnets for other for their teammates, and Roman Gagliano is one of those guys who has the it factor. Players want to play for him, and they want to be on a team with him. And I think this group there is a group that can really enjoy the success of their teammates, and whether it's running backs or whether it's the receivers or tight ends. And also this revamped offensive line, which is huge. But, it's funny. I was talking to Selfo yesterday, doing a thing that will be part of our pregame show tomorrow. I said, coaches always talk about it all starts up front. Fans look at it, and they think it all starts with the quarterback. He goes, what about you? He goes, I'm a guy that's about the offensive line. And I think they really like this group. You've got one returnee, and they have put guys together, actually two returnees, Adrian Crespin and Alex Gale, but Quentin Butler, Chris Moreno, and then Reese Tripp, Blackle. Tripp is 6'7", 365. Chris Moreno has played 3 years starting at Monmouth, and the thing is, he's just got tons of college football under his belt, and he'll be the starting center tomorrow. And I think they probably could not be in any better hands having a guy that's got that much experience coming into a season opener with what is still basically a new quarterback, although Roman, did have three games at the end of the season.
I agree with you. You know, it's funny, Chip, you talk about – we're talking to Chip Walters, MTSU voice. I've seen clips of Brady, Manning, Breeze, Rodgers – in their career, and they on the sidelines, they're telling their linemen, just give me some time. Give me a little time. We'll make things happen. And I think if Middle can protect Roman Gagliano, he's got good receivers around him. I think he can make things happen. They just got to protect him, Chip.
Yep, they do. And I think, you look across the starting offensive line or what's scheduled to be the starting offensive line. I told you that Tripp, 6'7", 365. Crespin, 6'2", 295, and he's the small guy. Moreno, the center, 6'1", 322. Alex Gale, 6'3", 308. And Quentin Butler, 6'3", 300. So they're big across the front. They want to be able to run the football, and you've got two guys who have come into the program. Terrence Brown transferred from Saginaw Valley, and he had a good year last year in a Division II program. Antonio Martin comes from Kansas State, but 2 years ago played at Southeast Louisiana for Anthony Selfo. And then you've got DJ Taylor, who had a really good ending to the year last year. You know, he's the 2025 TSSAA 100-meter and 200-meter state champ. So he's your lightning, while Brown and Martin kind of give you that thunder aspect and can pound it in the backfield. And then, you know, as far as receivers, you return Cam Lacy and A.J. Jones, who both had good years, and Neo Clifton. But they bring in a young man named Hogan Wasson. He is a transfer from Central Missouri. Had 1,643 yards in his career there, at over 135 receptions. So they brought in some good experience, and, you know, they feel like that they've got an offense that can score some points. Now, this was an offense that struggled to score a year ago, 22.4 per game. They want to be up around 30 to 35 a game, and that means fast starts and finished drives. And that's something that this offense had some difficulty with a year ago.
Voice of the MTSU Blue Raiders football team, that is the one and only Chip Walters, the, I guess, one half of the broadcast group. You get the other guy across the glass over here. Chip, save me on him.
We're a team, Dr. Crane. We're a team.
There you go. I love it. I love it. Well, getting into the team aspect of MTSU, obviously you've highlighted a few players here and there, but when it comes to the head coach, Derek Mason, I feel like this year there's a different aspect of the culture. I feel like there's a lot of returning players. This defense that, you know, obviously he's a defensive-minded head coach, but I feel like this defense is really able to rally around him this year going into, what, year two, year three for Mr. Mason.
That's right. And, you know, I was talking to him the other day and just said, you know, you seem to really like this group. And he goes, I do. He goes, yeah, we've got, you know, 50 new guys coming into the program. He goes, but he goes, we've got 61 that are returnees. And he goes, this is the year where those high school recruits, which were about 20 of them in year one, and another 20 to 25 of them last year, and then now you've got your third year of high school recruits coming in. He goes, that's where we want to build from and then bring in transfers and people out of the portal to go along with that. He goes, these guys have now been in the program long enough where we're seeing the fruits of their labor to where they have, you know, come along. They know the program. Now they're going to get playing time. They're filling into some starting roles, just kind of almost in the old traditional way we used to see guys come up through a program. And you're seeing more and more of those. You know, Jason and Jackson Lowe, two kids from Brentwood. You know, Jason transferred back, but Jackson has been here all along. And when you go and you take a good look at this roster, it is littered with mid-state guys, guys who played high school ball in Rutherford County, Williamson County, throughout Davidson County, down into Bedford County, and that kind of goes back to what Derek talked about, is wanting to really work hard and keep some of that high school talent here. Now, from his defensive standpoint, he is an old defensive coordinator, and, you know, he's returning some guys that had a good bit of experience a year ago. Reggie Johnson had a big end of the season. Kalen Woods back there. Also up front, Felix Hickson, Zion Simpson-Smith, and Jaden Williams. You know, there's guys, one's from Georgia, one's from Pearl Cone, one's from Riverdale. You know, Aiden Butts, a guy who had very meaningful snaps a year ago. So they're bringing back some experience on the defensive side. And you know, this was a group that gave up about 31 points a game. And while we talked about the offense wanting to up what their production, this defense wants to crank down what they had given up a year ago and cut that back you know, from 30 down to, you know, two touchdowns or 20 points a game, something like that.
Absolutely. Chip Walters on the line with this. Chip, my last one for me before I hand it back over to Joe. You mentioned this, the 36th year you've been a part of the broadcast, 19th year in the play-by-play spot. For you, what gets you riled up for this season? What puts that smile on your face every time you got that Blue Raider polo on?
Well, it's always a chance to go out and win, and a chance to go out and see these guys perform. And we've seen some, you know, incredible things. You know, in football, basketball, whatever the sport is, you're going to have ups, you're going to have downs, but there's always some magic that can happen. Whether it's a single game here or there, like going to Miami a few years ago, and, you know, Joe was right there with us at Hard Rock Stadium, you know, to go into bowl games, or, you know, the night we went down and just whipped Georgia Tech. You know, or it can be a, like, you know, miraculous run. You know, like you look at last year and think, you know, you had three games right in the middle of the season that were all less than one score games that, you know, that did not go Middle's way. Had those three games gone Middle's way, you could have ended the season winning, you know, six or seven right there instead of two out of the last three. So, you know, hope is alive. Hope is eternal. And I like what I've seen out of this group. We talked about offense and defense. Special teams should be extremely solid. You've got a punter who's on the Ray Guy watch list. You've got a place kicker who is on the Lou Groza Award watch list. So, you know, we should be very strong there. And I think they really, this group, you know, the returnees in particular, you know, they still remember the bruises they had from last season. And I think they really want to come out and put on a show tomorrow night.
Pregame at 4:30 here in Nashville, 93.3 FM. And, of course, we'll take over at 5:30. Chip, I'm looking forward to it. I tell people all the time, man, you're a pro to work with. Your dedication and your commitment and your preparation for these football games is second to none. I look forward to another fun year, Chip. Thank you as always, buddy.
Thank you, man. I'll see you tomorrow afternoon about 4:29, right?
That's right, man. All right, Chip Walters. Thank you, buddy. Chip, the voice of the MTSU Blue Raiders. Again, take on Murray State tomorrow. It's a whiteout tomorrow, so come on down and wear your white and have a good time as Middle Tennessee takes on Murray State. We've got some interesting developments on the LSU-Clemson game that Dr. Crane just texted me. I'm telling you, it gets more interesting by the hour. If you've not heard this, stick around. We'll tell you what it is. That's coming up next. It's the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5 The Game.